Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and I want to welcome you to another wonderful teaching episode of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development. This is going to be episode number 21 that we've been working through. The words of God Himself to all of humanity. Now, not to our biological body or to our brain, our soul, our heart, but to our spirit. It is our spirit that must learn this leadership development of being a king in a dirt body on the planet, so that the kingdom of heaven in the spiritual realm can say to all of the realm, and now comes the days of the king and the kingdom of heaven on earth. That was the plan that the king of heaven wanted. He wanted to expand his territory. He already had created the entire spiritual realm, the unseen. And a king is always looking for new lands to conquer, new places to exert his knowledge and truth, his laws, his justice. So he created the natural seen world, and out from his breath of life came the galaxies, the stars, the planets, the comets. And as I understand it, our scientists are telling us the universe is still expanding. They call it sort of the Big Bang theory. That from somewhere in the billions and billions and billions and billions of light years past, something exploded and has sent forth rocks and comets and gases and moons and planets and solar systems. And it is still happening now when you look through the Hubble telescope and all that NASA and so many other space agencies are doing. You see the birth of new stars. You see the death of stars, the new galaxies. And that's what a king does. He looks for new lands to conquer, to put his governmental system in. So here on our planet, called Earth, he did that. And the governmental system was the kingdom of heaven, with its laws of justice and righteousness, agape, love, joy, and peace, that was to be in the unseen spirit, you, whose spirit was inside of a dirt body. And so from the unseen kingdom of heaven to the spirit, out through your soul and your physical body, the kingdom of heaven could be seen and known, heard. God even gave all of creation, the stars, the sun, the water, the birds, the animals, a voice. Everything is speaking about Him, crying out to Him. So He put humanity, us, on this planet to be His representative, His prime ministers, to bring forth the kingdom of heaven and its kingship to all the planet. But that got all messed up. But to help us understand who we are, that we are to be a spiritual leader, both in the spirit realm and in the natural realm, and to all the earth and nature and the forces, we have to study. So here in this leadership development series of the King and Kingdom series, we've been doing just that. We've been working through scriptures of the authorized King James Bible. In the last video, we had worked through Isaiah 60, verse 5. Isaiah was an Old Testament prophet that prayed a lot, and he heard the voice of God. He had a lot of interactions with Him, and God could talk to him. He would write it down and then speak it out to the nation of Israel. Don't get all upset. The word Israel means prince. Israel was the name given to the spirit. Israel, prince. And so we're going to pick up some more in Isaiah 60. And we're going to hear from God ourselves about us and how he thinks about us, what he wants for us, what he was prophesying so many thousands of years ago to all of humanity. So let's pick up in Isaiah 60 at verse number 14. Now remember, the Bible is basically, as most religious books, they are books about our spirit who is very ignorant and needs a lot of learning, understanding. Even though it was spoken in through times, through the nations, through the people, about what was going on, it was speaking to our spirit. God is a spirit. He is trying to help us spiritually from the unseen. But at this time in humanity's long history, he could talk to a few people, but he couldn't be inside of them. So Isaiah the prophet was one of them. Everybody knows about Isaiah. Every religion, no matter what the name is, have heard about Isaiah. So here in Isaiah 60, verse number 14, remember, this is God speaking to Isaiah about us spiritually, our spirit. The sons also of them that afflicted you. That means your soul and your physical body that afflicted you in the spirit, because at this time, our spirit was completely encased in sort of a foreskin, a covering, a wax grossness, where nothing of light or of water or truth could get to it. It was completely one with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of our life. It had come so far down into the murky, miry clay of the flesh, and it wasn't able to get sort of reborn, rebirthed, free yet. But God is a prophetic God. He speaks into the future. He gives us hope. It gives us a future, and he tells us what is happening now and what is going to happen. Verse number 14. The sons also of them that afflict thee. Okay, that can mean your soul and all of its multiple personalities, your physical body, and it could also mean some spiritual things as well, shall come bending unto you. You will hope that your soul will come to you and say, please forgive me. I got off. I listened to the voice of the serpent. I listened to the voice of my senses, my flesh, my appetites. Please forgive me. And all they that despised you. Well, who despises the spirit? The soul does. The physical body does. And evil, wicked creatures of the kingdom of darkness do. And he is saying here, there is going to be a time in the future that all of they that despise you shall bow themselves down at the soles of your feet. Nature doesn't despise us. It is subjugated under Satan's cruelty. Our physical bodies does despise our spirit, because our physical bodies are connected to our biological brain, and those two are powerful. They don't want to give up the control, the leadership of this human, which is three parts: a spirit, a soul that's in the biological brain, and the physical body. And he is saying that sometime in the future, these are going to, your spirit, your soul, and your physical body are going to bow down to you, and they shall call you spiritually the city of the Lord. Your spirit is sort of like a city where the Lord wants to live, have his temple, have his home, have his kingdom, and he calls this city Zion, the Holy One of Israel. A lot of people look at a nation and see it that way. Well, he's really talking about humanity as a whole, our spirits. Verse number 15, whereas you spiritually have been spiritually forsaken and hated. The spirit was forsaken when the flesh, through the woman and through a creature named Adam, disobeyed God, so that no man went through you. No man could get to you. He says, but I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. He is trying to tell us something's going to happen to us, good things. But he's also telling us our current condition. When you hear prophecy, it can be right about our right now condition. It can be what's going to happen in the short term, but also in the long term. And I want to end right here. I don't want to go too far, because this gets more and more powerful. We have to go slow when you study. So this ends episode number 21. Isaiah 60, verse 14 and 15. And we'll pick up again in the next episode of our leadership development. In the next episode, we'll continue through Isaiah 60. It is vital that you hear about your condition as it is now spiritually and what God says it's going to be in the future. God is a futuristic God. He's going to be there for all of eternity. He already has a new earth and new galaxies planned for us. This earth is so polluted with blood. We've killed each other. We've killed the animals. We were all supposed to be loving creatures to each other. We were never supposed to eat meat. We were to be vegetarians. We were not to kill each other. We were not to hurt each other, but we did. The earth is cursed. It does not bring forth its bountiful blessings to us. The weather is chaotic. It is subjected to Satan, the king of the darkness. We have no spiritual rulership. Our words are mainly powerless. If they're not filled with fire and anger and hate, envy. Our spirits are encased in the darkness. They are ignorant. They are sunk down low in the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. They're covered in a wax grossness, asleep most of the time, and we have a long way to go. So you come back to the next episode of the King and Kingdom series, our leadership development. So God of eternity can say, now comes the days of the King, you, and the kingdom of heaven on earth. All right, this is Pastor Deborah. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye.